If you're an RIA, Schwab Advisor Services is the Watson to your homes. Smart, dependable, always has your back. With all the wealth services, technology, and support your firm needs, the difference is so obvious, it's Schwabvious. Follow the clues at schwabvious.com.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. It's Farrell on the bench on a Thursday. I was looking at this article about the top offseason moves as all the NFL training camps have opened. The number one move was Devontae Adams to the Rams. Going to make them a lot better with Cooper Kupp gone. It's a big upgrade for him. Cam Ward being drafted by the Titans. You know he's going to start. Levis is having shoulder surgery. Joe Thuney to the Bears, number three, going to help their front. The four pick was Ashton Jenny getting drafted by the Raiders. The fifth biggest impact, Laremy Tunsil, the tackle, traded to the Commanders. Some people can't believe that that happened. Number six was Josh Sweat, the edge rusher, signed by Arizona. Number seven, Milton Williams, the defensive tackle, signed by the Pats, playing for Vrabel up in New England. Number eight, Sam Darnold, going to the Seahawks for big money. Number nine, George Pickens, going to the Cowboys from the Steelers. Number 10, Abdul Carter, being drafted by the Giants. Number 11, Geno Smith, traded to the Raiders to play for his boy Pete Carroll. Number 12, Travis Hunter, plays two ways, being drafted by the Jags. Number 13, the Minka Fitzpatrick trade from the Steelers to the Dolphins. Number 14, Metcalf going from Seattle to Pittsburgh. Number 15 was Becton, Mekhi Becton, being signed by the Chargers, the big guard. He needs to stay healthy. Number 16 was DJ Reed, the corner, going to the Lions. Number 17 was Jalen Ramsey in that deal with the Dolphins, going to the Steelers. Number 18 was Joey Bosa going to the Bills. 19, Aaron Rodgers to the Steelers. 20, Stephon Diggs to the Pats. 21, Justin Fields to the Jets. Number 22, Javarius Ward, signed by the Colts, the corner. Number 23, Omarion Hampton, drafted by the Chargers. He's a badass running back. Number 24, Javon Holland, signed by the Giants. Number 25, Jaire Alexander, signed by the Ravens. 26, Will Freeze, signed by the Vikings, the big guard. 27, Evan Ingram, the tight end, going to the Broncos. Number 28, Tet McMillan, the wide receiver from Arizona State, going to the Panthers. 29, Kevin Zeitler, the guard, going to the Titans. Number 30, Debo, going to the Commanders. 31, Will Campbell to the Pats, the tackle. 32, Drew Dahlman, the center, going to the Bears. Like I said, their front is a lot better now for Caleb Williams. 33, Carlton Davis III, the corner, signed by the Pats. 34, Dre Greenlaw, Niners to the Broncos. 35, Aaron Banks, the guard, signed by the Packers. 36, Trayvon Moehrig, the safety, signed by the Panthers. 37, Malachi Starks, the safety, drafted by the Ravens. 38, R.J. Harvey, the running back, drafted by the Broncos. 39, Talanoa Hufanga, the safety, signed by the Broncos. Number 40, the deal that got Jonnu Smith from the Dolphins to the Steelers, the big tight end. 41, Tate Ratledge, the center, goes in the draft to the Lions. 42, Hassan Reddick, the edge rusher, goes to the Buccaneers. 43, Ode Yingbingbo, your boy, signed by the Bears, the edge rusher. Number 44, Russell Wilson, signed by the G-Men, Big Blue. Number 45, Cameron Bynum, the safety, signed by the Colts. 46, Jackson Dart, drafted by the Giants, the New York football Giants. Number 47, Ojulari, the edge rusher signed by the Eagles, Aziz Ojulari. Number 48, C.J. Gardner-Johnson, the safety traded to the Texans. 49, Gray Zabel, the guard drafted by the Seahawks. And number 50, Mike Green, the edge rusher drafted by the Ravens. There's your biggest moves, allegedly, by people that think they know heading into the NFL payday season. Check out. Ooh. Let's go to Major League Baseball. There was a lot of Dayball yesterday. Brian Dayball. The Reds, Nick Lodolo, a complete game. 5-0. They beat the Nats. The Marlins cashed a ticket for me. Alcantara looked great. 3-2, they beat the Padres. Now the question is, are they going to deal him at the deadline? And the same thing for Cease. A lot of teams are interested in Dylan Cease. Rafi Devers hit not one but two home runs in Atlanta for the Giants. They backed up a 9-win run win on Tuesday with another one on Wednesday. 9-3 over the Bravos in Hot Town. Pirates 6-1 over the Tigers. They swept them. Bailey Falter is 7-5. He had 12 strikeouts. Mets sweep the Angels 6-3. The Polar Bear went into the upper deck. Manaea beat the elder statesman. Diaz saved 21. The Royals beat the Cubs. Vinny P with a pair of homers. Lugo the winner. 8-4 was the final. Royals. The Rockies won the series against the Cardinals with a 6-0 shutout by Gordon. Astros sweep the Diamondbacks in the desert 4-3. Sosa got it done. Hader is 27 save. How about a 17-hit attack for the Brew Crew in their 10-2 win over Seattle? Priester improved to 9-2. The Dodgers beat the Twins 4-3 to win the series at Chavez Ravine. Shohei Ohtani matched a franchise record with a homer in his fifth straight game. And Freddie Freeman drove in two runs with a two-out single in the ninth to walk it off against Minnesota. Freeman hit a sinking liner to left that eluded a diving Harrison Bader and scored Betts and Ohtani. And then it was celebration time in Lipstick City. The Guardians beat the Orioles 3-2. How about Cleveland? They've won 11 of 13 and climbed back a game over 500. They've been on an impressive run. The Red Sox stormed back. They were down 4-0 in Philly, and they won it 9-8 at the bank in Philadelphia. How about your boy Carlos Narvaez? A two-run shot in the 11th inning. Romy Gonzalez hit a grand slam breakfast. Second one's a dollar in the fifth inning as the Red Sox stun Philly. Narvaez, who was called for a catcher's interference in each of the first two games of the series, hit a heater from Seth Johnson into the front row of the left field seats. Lizardo didn't allow a hit until a leadoff double to Yoshida to start the fifth. Philly scored all of their runs prior to extra innings via the long ball. Schwarbaum and Bryce Harper hit back-to-back homers in the first inning. Schwarbaum's homer was his 34th and fourth in six games since the break. Harper launched his homer into the second deck in right field. It was his 14th of the season and 350th of his brilliant career. Nick Castellanos and Bryson Stott also hit solo homers for the Phillies. They were up 5-0. Real Muto hit a solo shot in the eighth. That forced extra innings, but the Red Sox get it done. In Toronto, Bo Bichette hit a two-run shot. Chris Bassett Hound struck out 8 in a season-high 7 and a 30s, 8-0 at home. And the Jays took advantage of 4 Yankee errors to beat New York 8-4. Vladdy drove in 2 runs and scored twice as the AL East leaders won for the 18th time in 23 games. All rise. Judge hit his 37th, a two-run shot to center. Max Fried and Ben Rice both made errors that led to Blue Jay runs. Bellinger didn't get charged with an error when he lost a sixth-inning fly in the lights and twilight. The sun was out. It was early evening. The roof was open. And Clement ended up with a triple. And Aaron Boone got tossed. Matt Blake, the pitching coach, tossed. And Fried matched the season worst by allowing 6 runs, 4 earned, 6 hits in 5 and a third. Bassett allowed 4 runs, 3 earned, 3 hits to win his 4th straight decision. Fried has allowed 10 runs in 11 and a third innings in 2 starts against Toronto this month. The Yankees seem to have nothing but problems against the Jays. They beat them 5-4 on the Ricearoni homer on Tuesday night, but they lose last night, and now they're 4 back again in the East. Elsewhere last night, the White Sox were down 4-0 at Steinbrenner, but they beat the Rays 11-9. And Texas over the A's 2-1 at Globe in Arlington behind John Gray, who's back in their rotation finally. Now let's look at Thursday's action. It's light. There's one in the day, 1:10 on MLB Network, O's and Guards at Progressive. Morton the Fisherman against Allen. Everything else at night, 6:40 on MLB Network, Jays and Tigers at Comerica. Don't Call Me Matt Lauer against Olson. Kate Olson. 7:45 Padres and Cardinals at Busch Beer. A good one. Darvish against Sonny Gray. 8:10 on MLB Network regionally. A's and Astros in Houston. Severino against Alexander the Great. And 9:38 MLB Network regionally. Seattle and the Angels at the Big A in Anaheim. Evans, Bob Evans sausage against Kikuchi. Kikuchi. Excuse me, that's everything in baseball on a Thursday. WNBA last night, the Dream beat the Mercury in Phoenix 90-79. Tonight at 7, LA, the Sparks are at the Sun in Connecticut. LA's laying 6.5. 7 o'clock on Prime Video, Vegas at Indiana at the Gainbridge Fieldhouse. Las Vegas laying 2.5, 8:30 in Chicago. Seattle against the Sky in the Windy City. Seattle's laying 9.5. The 3M Golf Tournament starts today. It's underway already at the TPC in the Twin Cities. So you got golf through Sunday in Minnesota. That's everything you need to know on a Thursday. I'm live at 3 to 6 on Pharrell Coast to Coast Sports Grid TV, Sports Grid app, and sportsgrid.com/watch. We're also streaming on X at sportsgrid-live. We're on all smart TVs like TCL, Samsung Plus, Vizio, and LG TVs. Just search Sports Grid on those, and you'll find us. We're also on Amazon Freevee, Roku, Sling, Fubo TV, YouTube TV, and Fire TV. We're on radio on Sirius XM channel 159. That's 159. And we're on Sports Byline USA. Make sure you sign up for Pharrell and the Profit app. It's badass. Everybody's making money. Everybody loves it. It doesn't cost much. It's well worth it. You got to do it. College football right around the corner doing push-ups. So is the NFL. You want to be signed up for football because we're going to cash tons of tickets just like we do in baseball with winners outright and prop bets. We absolutely kill it. Plus, there's fantastic content and shows. Pharrell Unplugged, Pharrell and the Profit, and Jim Florentine comedy specials, including his latest special ed that we dropped. And there's more coming. He's going to send me a video of all of his exploits in Birmingham, England, when he went to Ozzy's final show for Sabbath a couple of weeks ago. Of course, Ozzy died this week at 76. So we're going to give you all that footage, plus a new special ad. There is a new special ad already up. We got another one to follow that one up. So the app is absolutely kick-ass. Pharrell and the Prophet. Sign up today. You won't be disappointed. I'll see you at 3 today, Eastern, on Coast to Coast. Shake out, ooh, shake out, ooh, shake out, ooh.